Today is the last day of the month. Tomorrow is the first day of May. And on that day, there's going to be a really cool event in downtown Durham at WeWork from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at WeWork on Corcoran Street. There's going to be an event called Health and Happiness, a storytelling series on living your potential. It's being organized by Rain Bennett, who you know from his Right as Rain series on our website, chapelboro.com. You can get more info on him at RainBennett.com. He joins us here now in the studio to talk about tomorrow's event. Rain, good to have you here with us in the studio. How are you?
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the event. What is it and how did it originate?
Yeah, so the event is a storytelling series. It's actually a six-part series. It's going to happen over the course of 6 months, focused on the different pillars of health. So the first one we're going to talk about tomorrow night is mental health, which obviously is a huge conversation to have. And we're inviting in local influential storytellers to share in the efforts of creating a comfortable, safe space for the audience. We're going to have about four storytellers. And then the second half of the night is going to be in like an open dialogue, Q&A panel discussion, if you will, where we can all just have a community conversation on mental health, whether that's sharing personal stories or asking questions. Because typically with a topic like this or any of these pillars of health that we're going to discuss over the next 6 months, sometimes people are embarrassed to ask questions. They may feel stupid or silly or have shame associated with it. There's stigma associated with it. So we're trying to just like, what I know from being a filmmaker and being a storytelling expert is stories and telling narratives is the best way to connect with people and encourage empathy and encourage people to be vulnerable and share their own stories. So that's the goal. The goal is just to get the conversation started. And we're going to talk about different elements of health. The next one in June is financial health. After that is physical health, community health, relationship health, and I think environmental health over the next 6 months. But tomorrow is the first one to kick off. I'm super excited about it. We have a lot of great storytellers and great organizations involved in it.
I like the six different topics, because I think when people think about health, they think about physical health, and
right,
that's kind of where it begins and ends. But all of those different components of health are components of health, and they all interact with
each
other. Right?
Totally. Yeah. So when we're like fleshing this out, it's so clear to see that they all have these, you know, this, it's like this giant Venn diagram. There's
right,
all these
right,
overlaps.
Yeah.
They're all connected and they all affect each other. And so many of our storytellers, when I will be like brainstorming with them what's the best story is for them to tell, it really could almost be in two or three of those categories. You know, we just will decide, okay, let's just do mental health, and we'll kind of shape the story mm-hmm. for that. But they're all connected. I mean, you know, I'm a millennial, an elder millennial, but still, a lot of my friends are struggling with student loan debt. That's a financial
Absolutely,
health problem. Do
yeah.
you think that doesn't affect your mental health?
Mm-hmm.
Of
or
course.
Or your physical health.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't go to the doctor. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, ideally, my goal would be able to have people, you know, there for all of them, and we're just trying to create impact. And so we're trying to make a fun event, talk about serious topics, but make it a fun time. We've got food and drinks. The food will be catered by Bo Catering. WeWork and Lululemon are the two brands that have come together for this. I'm a Lululemon ambassador, and so they approached me with the idea, and I kind of took it and ran with it and put my storytelling and,
awesome.
And health spin on it. WeWork is where my office is, so they made a good option for a location. And then I'm really excited because, you know, to approach a topic like mental health and me just being like a person with no credibility in that field, we also partner with NAMI, which is the National Alliance for Mental Illness. And so to have their presence there and a few other mental health organizations was really important to me, because anything that I do, I'm not the expert. I am the person that tries to connect the experts with the people that could benefit from them. And so I don't want to just go out there and act like I know what I'm talking about, but I'm trying to get the community together mm-hmm. so that we can all share. That's the goal.
This event is tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 1st, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's going to be at WeWork, which is on Corcoran Street, right downtown Durham. Speaking with Rain Bennett, who are the storytellers who are going to be there?
Yeah, so the first storyteller is Tom Ferguson, and you may know Tom. If you don't, you know his biscuits and donuts at Rise. So he's the CEO of Rise, and which is sweeping the nation right now. And he's going, you know, what's funny is a lot of these storytellers, the topics have to do with work. And so Tom has a personal experience. I think he was an Army Ranger, so a little bit of PTSD from that, but really just from being overworked in business and how that led to addiction and depression. and the hobby that he found to find his way out of that hole, and he'll talk about that. Mm. The next storyteller is Dr. Nicole Swiner, who is a mental health expert and advocate, but she's an MD, and so she also was dealing with burnout, stress, and anxiety from working in the medical industry, which, from what I've learned in the short time I've been looking into this, is a lot of people in the medical industry, nurses, doctors, a lot of them are dealing with psychological issues that we as the patients or just the general public don't understand. After Dr. Swiner, we're having Dr. Nicole Cranley, who is known as the Doctorette, and she is she has her PhD in behavioral science, I believe. And then NAMI is sending Shelda Askew, one of their the people involved with their organization, to talk about how she dealt with being incarcerated and how now she helps the community basically not go down the same path that she did. So a lot from a lot of different backgrounds, and I think that's an important point to make too, is what physical health looks like for me is totally different than a person from a different background, from a different ethnicity, different socioeconomic status, etc. So again, we're not going to cover it all in one day, but I was trying to get a nice variety of perspectives.
Yeah. And I think even physical health, this is true about, but especially with the other five, mm-hmm. and mental health is certainly one. It's often invisible, right? You're
for
in
sure.
a room. You mentioned working with doctors or nurses. If you're in a hospital, you're going through a really difficult day probably, mm-hmm. and you're focused on yourself, but you don't necessarily see this. The other people in the room might also be going through health issues of their own, and that's true not just in that room, but any other room you happen to be in. You're in a bank, you're in a grocery store. It's important to have that empathy.
For sure. And, you know, there's a lot of shame associated mm-hmm. with some of these feelings because we don't talk about them. And I don't know if the people listening know of Brené Brown. She's got a special on Netflix right now, but she's a shame and vulnerability researcher and a hero of mine. And she's got a great special on Netflix right now that people can see. But she talks about what shame needs to breed is secrecy, silence, and judgment.
Yep.
And the way out of that, out of shame, is to speak it, you know, and then that creates empathy. If I take off, you know, the shield, the mask, and speak my truth, it generally encourages other people to do the same. And that's precisely the goal that we're trying to accomplish tomorrow night and for the subsequent events
yep.
as well.
Speak it and support the other people 100%, who are speaking it
100%,
too.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So who is this particular event, who's it for?
That's a great question. It's a question that we've gotten a lot, and it's easy to say, "Oh, it's for everybody," uh-huh. right? I think that the audience will probably skew a little bit younger, people in their 30s and 40s, maybe.
I'm glad that still counts as younger.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
I got another 11 years. I'm good to go.
How old are you?
39.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're good. I'm 37.
We're good.
We're totally good.
Yeah.
This is for us.
This is it.
I think I've talked to a lot of younger people, and there's a great organization called Life Skills, and I just talked to Alex, the executive director of that this morning. There's a teenagers, especially teenagers with mental illnesses in a state of transition, that's a huge issue, and I think we need to pay attention to it. But I find that a lot of the issues that we're addressing tomorrow tend to happen to people that have been in their career for a while. And you know, my mom had this great saying that whatever your issues or afflictions are, if you're depressed, if you're an addict or whatever, you can kind of control them or mask them until you're about 40. And then it becomes really hard. And from other adults that I've talked to and people that I respect, that is kind of like a fork in the road where either the issues that you're dealing with are going to kind of swallow you whole, or you're going to like find your footing, find your grounding, find who you really are and the confidence to move forward around that point. And you have to do a lot of self-work to get there. Mm-hmm. So my goal is to try to get to people before they reach that point of crisis, if we can. And give them options, give them opportunities, show them outlets, and just try to help them navigate that path.
Speaking with Rain Benn, and then again, we're talking about this event called Health and Happiness, a storytelling series on living your potential. Tomorrow is when it's taking place, when it's starting, right? Round one of six,
part
right?
One, yeah.
Wednesday, May 1st, 5:30 to 7:30 at WeWork, which is 110 Corcoran Street in downtown Durham. What other information do people need to know? Is it a ticketed event? Can people
walk in? It's a free event.
Awesome.
So 110 Corcoran Street is, if you're familiar with downtown Durham, is the new One City Center building.
Okay.
Nice tall skyscraper there, and WeWork is the smallest market they've opened in, actually. It's a co-working space. So I'm there with a bunch of different businesses and entrepreneurs. It's a free event. There's going to be free food and drink there. You just show up, go to the fifth floor, and you are welcome. And we're going to sit and we're going to have the storytellers talk for about 30 minutes or so. And then we're going to transition to an open conversation, kind of panel discussion, which I'll be there hosting and moderating. You know, my background, I'm a filmmaker and I have a business called 6 Second Stories. And so storytelling is my livelihood. It's my passion. It's what, you know, it's why I feel like I'm here, is to help people be healthier and happier by sharing stories of change, inspirational stories. And so when Lululemon and WeWork presented me with this opportunity, I just kind of, I was super excited to do it and kind of ran with it. So, you know, for us, we just want to get people there and make an impact on the community. I think these are the first steps, and it's a job that's not going to stop tomorrow or even in 6 months when we're done with this series, and hopefully it'll evolve into something else. But yeah, it's free for anyone that wants to attend.
People want more information, where can they go?
They can go to WeWork.com for the WeWork in Durham. They can go to RainBennett.com, where you can find information about what I'm doing and for this series. And you can search Health and Happiness on Facebook, and you can find the event and learn more there as well.
Awesome. And again, this is tomorrow, Wednesday, May 1st, 5:30 to 7:30 at WeWork in downtown Durham. Everyone's welcome. Health and Happiness, a storytelling series on living your potential. Rain Bennett, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. You guys come out if you can.